Joining me now on this edition of Our Town, Aaron Gordonier is here, the librarian over at Soussaw Public Library. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, George. Thanks for having me.
Now, it's been an interesting year.
It sure has.
A lot of things have been going on, and the library's been mostly shut down. Is that correct? I mean, as far as at least for in-house visitation.
Right. We closed our doors to the public in mid-March of 2020, and we've been doing curbside pickup for most of that time and allowing people into these computers and things like that. But no, we haven't been open to the public for quite a while.
What are some of the different things you did over the past year that maybe you were able to do virtually that you couldn't do with in-house visitation?
So curbside pickup has definitely been the biggest one. We've been taking calls and people can submit requests online, and we've distributed hundreds if not thousands of items that way to people. We've also been doing story time on Facebook Live twice a week. Miss Gail's been on there at 10:30 Tuesdays and Fridays. We've done other virtual programs through Zoom. We definitely learned a lot about different kinds of technology. We started a YouTube channel where we've been posting new book videos and letting people know what's new in the collection and what they can check out. So we've gotten to try some new and creative things, but we're definitely excited and ready to have people back in the building.
What were some of the hardest things for the library and the library staff over the past year? I mean, obviously, you guys are very, I would say you're probably social in nature, so having people in the library is a good thing. I guess that's been difficult.
Yeah, that's really been the hardest thing, is not getting to see our patrons for the last year, except when they're picking things up for curbside or if we happen to see them out in the community. But it's been really hard not having people come in and check out their books and kids play in the playroom and all those normal things that we're used to. It's really, it's been a different year.
Now, you guys stay up to date with new books that are released and stuff like that. Has that been different this last year as well, or has book writing and book publishing been pretty standard?
There's still a lot of books coming out every week, but publishing definitely slowed down a little bit last summer. I think in some cases they chose to push books back in the hopes of having an author tour later or things like that, but there's definitely still a lot of books coming out. And we still order books on our regular basis. In some cases it's taken us longer to process things because we normally depend on volunteers a lot for those things, and there were long stretches where we weren't able to have any volunteers in the building. We've got a few back now who've been dedicated and coming in and processing new books so we can get them out to our patrons. But people have definitely had to be patient with us when it takes longer.
I imagine the writing was not the problem over the last year. I'm sure many authors were out there just, with nothing else to do. They were probably doing a lot of writing, but obviously, the manufacturing of the books themselves is probably, one of the things that held up. And just like in music, Adele was supposed to have a new album come out this last year. Mm-hmm. And, because she can't tour with it, she can't support it. So I imagine the authors are the same way. They have a hard time supporting their book when it comes out.
Yeah, I think so. There have been a lot of interesting virtual author events over the last year where, things we would not have had access to if they were doing a live tour. People can tune in on YouTube or Zoom or whatever and get to see an author speak. But publishing's definitely had some of the same constraints as other industries where, they've had to do social distancing or people have been working from home. So even just physically producing books, I think, has been different.
What are some of the highlights in publishing this last year? Do you have any books that you personally picked out and said, this is something I would recommend to people?
So you're putting me on the spot.
I kind of did there, didn't I?
Yeah. One thing that we've learned just from doing curbside pickup, I've gotten to see more of what people are actually checking out. Because when they come to the counter, we don't always notice, but when we're pulling things. Some authors that are definitely popular locally are C.J. Box, who writes an interesting mystery series. People like William Kent Krueger. There's just a ton of authors. It's hard to pin down. Our top nonfiction checkout for last year was Isabel Wilkerson's Caste, which is about race in America, and is supposed to be a very interesting book. I haven't gotten to read it yet because it's been out, but that's been a popular one. And then one of Michael Connelly's books was our top fiction book for last year. So there's definitely, he's been really popular too.
I was hoping, I didn't get caught up as much on my reading as I thought. I think this last year I only read 3 books, which, you know, I mean, I can usually do a book in 3 to 4 days. So that tells you I didn't do a whole lot of reading this past year. But it seems like that with the library opening back up now and being open, that you're going to see a lot more traffic, I mean, I would imagine.
We certainly hope so. I mean, curbside pickup has been steadily busy. But yeah, it'll definitely, we're hoping to have more things checked out because our shelves have been pretty full.
How are you going to do the social distancing thing as far as within the library goes?
So we've got signs around the library and stanchions. And so people just need to pay attention when they're in there. But we are depending on them to use common sense, the same as they would if they're going to a grocery store or a park. Just be aware of who's around you. If you come around a corner and there's somebody in that aisle, give them a minute. So yeah, we're just encouraging people to stay a few feet apart.
And I'm guessing the few days you've been open so far.
Just one so far.
That's, you've been able to notice that people are kind of paying attention to that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. People have generally been very respectful and they seem to be aware of it. And everyone has been wearing their masks. We're, you know, because of the state law, we are still requiring that you have a mask or face covering on when you come in.
What other challenges were there over this past year? I mean, it's nice to get open back up again, but there's always that, you know, that fear that things might kick up again and, you know, we might have to reverse direction. But what are some of the biggest concerns over this past year?
Well, we've definitely had a phased opening approach. So we've actually opened some things back up and then kept an eye on case counts and then closed back down temporarily, like with our public computer appointments. And we did stop doing those for a little while over the winter. So our director has been really great about watching what's going on in Lane County and going on in the state so that we're aware of what's happening with cases locally.
Are you able to start bringing some of the volunteers back now?
We've had a few back in the building, but normally we have about, on an average week, we have between 50 and 75 volunteers in the building doing different things like shelving, shelf reading and making sure things are in order, withdrawing old books and processing those, processing new books. I mean, there's a variety of things that our volunteers do on a regular basis, even being a volunteer in the genealogy room and helping people who are doing family history research. So some of those things we're not ready to bring them back for yet, but we're hoping to have volunteers back fairly soon.
When you've got a book in the library that, say, has seen some wear over time, how do you go about replacing stuff like that?
So if things are still available to purchase, we may order a new copy. There are a number of factors that go into how long a book stays in the library.
I imagine one of them is how often it gets checked out.
Exactly. Yeah. Demand goes down after a while. Trends change, especially in things like, dieting or medical or something like that, the science can change on that, and then people stop checking out the older books.
Carbs are our enemy now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but we definitely look at condition. We call it weeding when you remove older items from the collection to make room for new things. And it's just part of the life cycle of the library. You bring new books in, you have to make room for them by removing some older things that may not be relevant anymore.
One of the things we've heard in the news lately is about, you know, removing certain authors' books and things like that because of content or topic like that. What does Sayo Saw Public Library stand on some of those choices?
So we do have a policy whereby a patron can challenge an item in the collection if they don't feel like it's appropriate or if they have some concerns about where it is in the collection. And then that actually goes to our board of directors. It's up to them. There's a number of factors for why things are in the library. Our children's librarian, Ms. Gale, likes to say, you know, there's something in the library to offend everyone because we have things that are pro and con for, you know, various issues because we want people to be able to make an informed decision for themselves.
So that's one of those things that's not the same as, a general content or being able to purchase a book or something like that. You want to give sometimes both sides of an issue.
Right. And we do try to have a balanced collection, whether it's politics or medicine or, you know, whatever the issue is, we try to have a variety of viewpoints for people.
So is the schedule of opening going to be different as time goes on, or are you pretty much staying to what your current schedule is.
So for right now, our schedule is we're open for browsing 5 days a week. It's Monday through Thursday, 11 to 2, and Friday, 11 to 6 in Florence. And then we're just open one afternoon a week right now in Mapleton, Thursdays from 12 to 5. And we're going to stay with this for a little while and see how it goes. Again, it depends on what happens with the case count in Lane County and vaccinations and some other factors like that. But eventually we want to get back to having regular service 7 days a week and, having people be able to stay in the library and study or read in a chair or whatever they want to do. But for now,
like
we're just doing browsing. Yes,
yeah.
Just like the old days. We're really excited to get back to that, too, when we can.
How does a person go about, requesting a book that may not be within the library system?
So there are some options for that. If it's a new book or something that's available for purchase, we'll see if we can get it from our book wholesaler and then process it and have a new book in our collection. If it's something that one of the other libraries in our county consortium, we have an agreement with some of the other libraries in the county, and we can often borrow things from them. Otherwise, we do have interlibrary loan where we can actually request items from all over the country. And it's a reciprocal agreement. So we lend things to, Pennsylvania or Florida, and then we get books and DVDs and other items from them, too. So that's a great program.
How many requests does a book have to have before it's something you go, okay, we're going to go ahead and order this book? Obviously not one. It can't be just one person.
Sometimes we will do really? One. It depends on what it is. And the person who whichever librarian is overseeing that collection will take a look and see, is this something that we could use another book on this topic for? Or is this a popular author? Is it a gap in our collection that we want to identify? Sometimes it'll be as few as just one request.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, yeah. I noticed you brought a few notes. I want to make sure you have a chance to, is there anything on there that you want to talk about, maybe like upcoming holidays or things like that?
Sure. So I did want to mention a couple of things. So we were talking about, why we're just doing browsing right now. And we have had a lot of questions from people about whether meeting rooms are available or whether they can come play in the kids area. The state considers libraries retail space. And so what we are able to offer right now is just browsing where you can come in as you would do in a store. You come in, you select your items, and then you go home. So we're hoping soon to be able to get back to, letting people read in the corners for hours if they want to, or kids come in and play. But we'll be coming to that soon. I did also want to mention, so we are continuing online programs like Storytime, and we have, a variety of book programs that we'll be working on this year too. And of course, summer reading is coming up. It may look a little different this year again, with possibly no in-person programs, but virtual things and kits that kids can take home and adults. Miss Gale's also been working on something great for kids, these new Storytime kits, because she's been doing Storytime on Facebook Live. So families can come in and get a bag for the kid. It'll have noisemakers, craft supplies, shaker eggs and scissors and all the things you might need to follow along with story time at home. And then as the weather gets nicer, our hope is to do some story time programming outside too, socially distanced, but actually have people come in person.
That's pretty cool that you do the interactive thing with the story time.
Yeah, she's been doing a great job with that all year.
How does what about things like virtual books and things like that? Are those available to take out? I mean, like if you have an iPad or a
yeah, definitely.
Tablet, how does that work?
We are part of the Oregon Digital Library Consortium, which means we share books with a number of different libraries around the state, especially smaller or mid-sized libraries. So if you have your library card, you can actually create yourself an account and then check out. We've got thousands of books, both ebooks and then digital audiobooks that you can request. And they also have a way that you can recommend items for purchase too. So if there's a book that we don't have in audiobook format or something like that, you can actually apply or you can request online and they may purchase it.
So. I really like, digital technology and things like that, but I still have not been able to read a book on a tablet. I like that tactile feel mm-hmm. of turning the page, and I don't know what it is about me because everything else digital, I love, I can do everything else. But as far as that goes, and I guess that's, or I guess a lot of people feel that way still.
It's a different experience reading a paper book that you're holding in your hands versus reading on a tablet. I have to admit, I've become a convert just because it's easier to carry my tablet around, and right. I can also prop it up if I'm working on something and not worry about holding the book open. But the funny thing is, we've heard from a number of our patrons who had vowed they would never read ebooks, but because of the situation this last year, they've actually started doing that and found that they really like it. So a lot of people do both, and you know, we definitely say it's okay. However, whatever format you want to read in.
I was thinking, I read a couple chapters of one book, and then I went out and purchased the book so that I would have it in my hands there. I don't know. It's just kind of weird that way.
Yeah.
All right. Again, give us the hours of operation that you guys are open right now.
Yes. So we're open for browsing Monday through Thursday, 11 to 2, and Friday, 11 to 6 in Florence. And then Mapleton is Thursdays from 12 to 5. And those are the same as the curbside pickup hours, which we are still continuing, at least for the moment. You can still go online or you can call us and request items for pickup, and they'll be ready the following day. We'll pull things for you.
So if people want to call or have information or want to request information, what's the number to call?
So it's 541-997-3132. And they can also go to our website, sayuslalibrary.org.
All right. That seems pretty simple. Hey, congratulations on getting open back up. Thanks for stopping in today and giving us the update. We appreciate it.
Thanks, George. We're looking forward to seeing everybody back in the library.
Aaron Gordon here, everybody. Coming up next, Susan Kirby and Mark Jones from the Pregnancy and Parenting Center on the April edition of Our Town.